Hi, this is Ian McFarland. If you're an SWL and feel nostalgic for the good old days of shortwave, you'll be interested in three sets of CDs that Colin Muir and I have produced. The first gives you 100 identical interval signals from stations around the world. Then there's the foreign language recognition course that will help you identify the myriad languages that you can hear on shortwave. And the newest CD set, a look at the past 20 years in shortwave broadcasting with some of my broadcasting colleagues, and a look into the future. The proceeds from the sale of these CDs are in aid of a charity, a food bank for the less fortunate in my city of Duncan, British Columbia, in Canada. Learn more about these CDs on the dxer.ca internet website. That's dxer.ca. Good listening, everyone.
Greetings to shortwave enthusiasts around the world. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, with another edition of the Australian DX Report. These magazines provide news of shortwave broadcasting stations, monitoring summaries, propagation news, and other information concerning world international broadcasting. And I'd like to remind you that full detailed QSLs are available for correct reports received for these episodes. The address will be given at the end of the program. And to note that all times, days and dates given in our episodes are in UTC and the UTC 24-hour time system. The episodes are compiled from resources made available by the Electronic Express Radio Monitoring Association, which is based here in Melbourne.
There are some shortwave station news for international broadcasters. This information is from the adjusted or amended schedule of the Babcock relays, the Babcock organisation located in the United Kingdom, and it highlights time for various international broadcasts around the world for different programs. Three North Korea radio, actually. 1200 to 1400 using 15645 from Dushanbe in Korean, and 1900 to 2100 on 7530 from Yerevan in Armenian, also in Korean. And Radio Free Chosun, also in Korean, 1200 to 1300 on 15720 from Yerevan in Armenia, 1600 to 1600 on 11560 from Dushanbe, and 2000 to 2100 on 7505 from Tashkent in Uzbekistan. Station known as the Voice of Wilderness, 1300 to 1400 on 15500 in Korean, from Tashkent in Uzbekistan, and 1300 to 1330 on 15630 from Dushanbe. And Nippon no Kansai, 1300 to 1330 in Korean, on 9950 from Taiwan, 1500 to 1530 on 9975 from KHBN, that's the Minister Broadcasting Station, and 1530 to 1600 on 9965, also from KHBN. And Furusato no Kazi, 1330 to 1400 on 9950 from Taiwan in Japanese, 1430 to 1500 on 9960 from KHBN, and 1600 to 1630 on 9780 from Taiwan, again, Japanese. And Shirakatsu, another one of those political broadcasters, 1330 to 1430 on 61350 from Yamata in Japan in various languages to Korea, and 2000 to 2100 on 5965 also from Yamata, various languages to Korea. Radio Canada International using Babcock relays, 1500 to 1530 on 15325 from Rambisham in England, in Russia to Europe, and 1500 to 1630 on 15325 Russian to Eastern Europe from Rambisham. And 800 to 1900 on 11765 from Skelton in England, English to East Africa, and 1800 to 1900 on 17810, also from Skelton to North and Central Africa in English. 1900 to 2000 on 16180 from Rampisham in England to the Northern Middle East in Arabic. Same time period, 1900 to 2000 on 15320 from Skelton in England to North West Africa in French. Gospel for Asia from Babcock Relays. These are all from the Dubai UAE Relay Station. 1600 to 1615 from South Asian Languages on 9810. And 22 2330 to midnight on 6040 to Southeast Asia, again in Asian Languages. And midnight to 0130 on 6145 to Southeast Asia in various languages. Now Southwest Radio Africa, 1700 to 1900 on 4820 from the Moneyton South Africa Relay Station to Southern Africa in English and local languages. And the Zimbabwe Community Radio, or Radio Dialogue Service, 1755 to 1855 on 4895 from Mayerton in South Africa to Zimbabwe in English and African languages. And Radio Republica, Spanish language programs, 2300 to midnight on 9490 to Cuba on Saturdays and Sundays, and midnight to 0200. 9490 from Sackville to Cuba on Sundays and Mondays. And Ibra Radio, some services there from the Babcock Relay, 1700 to 1800 on 11655 from Rampisham to the Near and Middle East in Arabic, 1730 to 1800 on 9615 from Mayerton in South Africa to East Africa in Somali. The same program, I'm sorry, the same time period, 1730 to 1800 on 11785 from Skelton in England, East Africa in Swahili. And then 1800 to 1945 on 12070 from Wolferton in England to Central Africa in Arabic. And finally, 1900 to 2030 on 11875 from Rampisham in England to West Africa in Hausa and for the full languages. And there are some details of the new adjusted amended schedule for some of the Babcock relays for broadcast over various international broadcasters. Now, propagation news. Solar activity, first of all, from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, we learned that the solar activity is still quite low. The solar flux has dropped to 110. And the daily spare sunspot number is hovering around 60. That's 60. That means high frequency broadcast above about 12 megahertz on darkness or partial darkness paths over long distances will continue to be unreliable. But daytime transmissions above 12 megahertz on long distances will be satisfactory. In Melbourne, the 41 meter band has been giving quite good reception in our mornings in the 2 hour period after our local sunrise. Signals from Asia, Europe, Africa and the Middle East dominate. Here's a summary I made recently. On 7205, the Voice of America from Tanang in Chinese. 7210, China Radio International from Zurich in Albania, relaying and in Chinese. 7215, China Radio International from Kunming in Chinese. 7245, China National Radio Network 2, that's China Business Radio in Chinese. 7250, China Radio International from Urumqi in Spanish. Quite a few signals from China in this band in this time period. I'd just like to remind you that we offer full detail QSL cards showing Australian scenes and wildlife for correct reports received for these broadcasts. We also offer an email QSL service for reports sent via the internet or email. Full details about the QSL service are available at the Electronic DXpress homepage, which is simply dxp.org. So until our next program, this is Bob Badgerman in Melbourne, in Victoria, Australia. Wishing you all good listening. Thanks for being with us and good DX.
we have today's
Wolfgang with some music from Moravia, which of course is part of the Czech Republic. This music is from the southern corner of Moravia, the Slovak border. Thanks for listening to Wolfgang, weekly DX program from Adventist World Radio. Researched and written by Dr. Adrian Peterson in Indianapolis, Indiana. Next week, Adventist World Radio celebrates its 40th anniversary. And we'll have a report from the HFCC, the High Frequency Coordination Conference, in Dallas, Texas. Also our DX report from Japan. AWR or WRMI QSL card for reception report on this program. You can send your reports to Wavescan, Box 29235, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46229, USA. That's Wavescan, Box 29235, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46229, USA. Or by email to wavescan@awr.org. That's wavescan@awr.org. I'm Jeff White in Miami. Till next week. Good listening, everyone.
From the beautiful Pacific island of Guam, this is Adventist World Radio, the voice of hope. Now concluding our educational and inspirational programs at 100,000 watts. This station is owned and operated by Adventist Broadcasting Services, Incorporated, and is part of the Adventist World Radio Network of international broadcast stations. On behalf of the staff and management of Adventist World Radio, I'm Greg Scott, thanking you for joining us.